Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and today we're going to talk about Amber Heard, and is she or isn't she the definition of toxic femininity? Because as I think a lot of people know, I should say, she had a very public relationship with Johnny Depp that was kind of nasty in the breakup. And at the time, the Me Too movement was really big in the mainstream, and a lot of things happened that have come out. And now they're actually involved in, a lawsuit. He's suing her for defamation, I think it is.
$50 million, I think, or 100.
And after she split up with Johnny Depp, she dated one of our favorite human beings, Elon Musk, for a period of time. And I remember him, I don't know if it was on Twitter or in an interview, he said they had split up and it was kind of more her. So I assumed that she probably dumped him or didn't want to stay with him, which would make sense because, watching Elon Musk move, the way he talks, he's a little too nice. That's part of his problem. And so she's an alpha female, and she needs a really strong masculine man that will put her in her place, because if a guy is soft, she will walk all over and absolutely dominate him the same way Jada walks all over and absolutely dominates Will Smith, which we've talked about quite a bit lately. So, Esty, what do you got?
Let's start with the timeline. So Amber Heard first high profile relationship was with painter and photographer Tasha Van Rie, if that's how you pronounce her name.
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous, I think. Both of them together make a great couple. So now the pair dated from 2008 to 2012. And while they were together, that's when Amber came out as bisexual. So she likes men and women.
So obviously most guys love the idea of being with their girl and another girl that she likes. And so in 2010, Amber says, "I don't label myself one way or another. I have had successful relationships with men and now a woman. I love who I love. It's the person that matters." So I totally support this choice.
Okay. When asked why she decided to officially come out, Amber says she wanted to use her platform and fame to be a good role model, which I think is also
good. And then she burned down Johnny Depp's life.
So she says, quote, "I think when I become aware of my role in the media, I had to ask myself an important question. Am I part of the problem?"
And if you have to ask...
And I think that when millions and millions of hardworking, tax-paying Americans are denied their rights and denied their equality, you have to ask yourself, what are the factors that are an epidemic problem? And that's what this is.
An epidemic problem. What's the epidemic problem?
We're going to be going back into...
Oh, hardworking taxpaying Americans being denied rights and denied their equality. And she's herself a firsthand expert on this. And she's just definitely not just speaking out platitudes to get general appeasement from the
she's
people.
She's not virtue signaling.
She's not virtue signaling.
Are you sure about
at
this?
All? In no way. Yeah.
Okay. So she's definitely not virtue signaling.
Yeah, I bet this is the heartache of the millions of hardworking taxpaying Americans is really what keeps her up at night. Not all the various other things going on. No, it's the taxpayers that are,
I
believe that.
She's pretty broken up about it. She really seems to care.
I'm glad she's bringing attention to the cause, really got to signal the crowd's attention.
I think when I became aware of my role in the media, I had to ask myself an important question. Am I part of the problem? That's just, am I important? So one of our six human needs is the need for significance, to feel like our lives matter, that our existence matters. And that's her way of, because obviously she's a famous actress, so she's going to have a bigger ego than most. Am I important? Does my life matter? Is it valuable? And so she's trying to meet her need for significance right there. So she's going to use her platform for equality. What is it? ESG, equality, social justice, green, you know, what the World Economic Forum, world government guys all want, which obviously she's drank that socialist Marxist propaganda.
The Kool-Aid's down the hatch.
And it's down the hatch and she's regurgitating it freely.
Oh, and there was an FYI that I did not know. Amber's girlfriend, she tattooed her name on her body.
That's pretty hot.
And called it quits with Amber.
Yeah.
So she dumped Amber?
Yeah.
She said, that bitch is crazy. I'm out of here.
And gets her name tattooed on her body?
I don't know.
And this is more about a precious gem than any person's name, right?
She is beautiful.
She's gorgeous. The photo with Johnny Depp, this red on her is amazing.
Oh, that dress is beautiful.
Yeah. Her hair is flawless. The makeup is light, natural.
I agree.
Lipstick is
obviously when that picture was taken, I think things were good between them.
Yeah.
Their body language looks pretty good there.
So Amber and Johnny Depp first met on the set of the 2011 movie The Rum Diary, which I have not seen.
It's a great movie, actually. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It's off the work of Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay.
He also did various other things.
So they both married in 2015. The Justice League actress filed for divorce 2 years later, but that was just the beginning of what would become a years-long legal saga. So like they called it quits in 2016. They were trying to like do the divorce, and that's when like in 2017 it was finally in paper. That's what I've been reading. So for the breakdown, but right after
when they were dating,
yeah,
on and off for a year. Yeah, that time period, I remember because he was doing a lot of, you know, he was doing interviews. He was busy as hell. He was in production hell, I think he called it. So, because he was sleeping on the line at Tesla. He literally would just crash in a bunch of cargo boxes or had a sleeping bag or whatever.
So then Amber dated Elon Musk. It said, like, in different media outlets from 2016. So it was after Johnny Depp. Now, technically, she wasn't separated until 2017, but she was with him. And then in 2017, Elon Musk and Amber Heard, like, fell apart. So that pair was on and off. And they were together for almost a year.
Oh, so he says, by the way, just to clear up some of the press storm this weekend, although Amber and I did break up, we are still friends, remain close, and love one another. Long-distance relationships when both partners have intense work obligations are always difficult, but who knows what the future holds. That tells me Elon Musk is hoping to get another shot because the thirst is real.
Mm-hmm. So this was a comment he... Whoa.
So that is more her in... Her confirming or him confirming.
After seeing the picture, I understand the course of action he took. Yeah.
And then she has a post. So she also posted, this all happened in August. And this is what she says. And it's in regards to Elon Musk and the relationship. Being in the public eye means having to explain yourself to so many people. So much of the time. In this case, I like to remain more quiet. Although we have broken up, Elon and I care deeply for one another and remain close. Thank you for the continued support, respect, and privacy during these difficult, very human times.
Very human times.
But see, then that's when Elon Musk talks to Rolling Stone a week later.
There it is. That's the quote. So Elon Musk talks to, because I know I remember this, so good job, Esty, for tracking that down. Or Bob.
I did all this.
All right. Well, good job, Esty. That's why I hired a journalist. With a master's degree from the U.
It's all about the U.
So this was actually in Rolling Stone and information taken from E! News, I guess. So yeah. His quote is, I just broke up with my girlfriend, Musk told him. I was really in love and it hurt bad. Well, she broke up with me more than I broke up with her, I think. Okay, so she dumped him. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. So I was right. I knew it. I knew I heard that back then. I was like, yeah, she dumped him. Because he's too soft. He at least as of that time, he had a 3% man.
It is interesting in seeing this. It's like, wait, I didn't perceive Elon Musk to have this kind of weakness.
Yeah, I agree.
He chased his first wife for like weeks when he met her on campus when he was going to college. She wanted nothing to do with him. And eventually, I don't know how long it went on for. It eventually, she went out with him. They had 5 kids together.
Oh, damn.
They really hit it off.
They cooked a lot of pies.
A lot of tamales.
His first son died 10 weeks, and then they had they took prenatal stuff because she had triplets and twins.
Yours.
So
high roller.
First kid died, then the triplets, then twins. The other way around.
Wow. So that's why. So when Amber broke up with Elon, that also was the time of his Tesla vehicle Model 3 launch.
There was an absence of balanced masculinity in Amber Heard's life. That's why she left.
Mm. So you go here, if you see, quote, "I've been in severe emotional pain for the last few weeks," he said. Severe. "It took every ounce of will to be able to do the Model 3 events and not look like the most depressed guy around. For most of that day, I was morbid. I thought he said mortified.
Morbid.
Morbid. And then I have...
Yeah, read it over. Start it back at, "For most of the day, I was morbid."
"For most of that day, I was morbid. And then I had to psych myself up. Drink a couple of Red Bulls, hang out with positive people, and then, like, tell myself, I have all these people depending on me, all right? Do it."
So the people, because, you know, I deal with a lot of guys that are, and girls for that matter, going through a difficult time. And they're, like, when just shit's going bad in your life and you feel horrible, you got to focus on, what do I need to do right now before I put my head on my pillow tonight? And focus on getting all those things done. Because then when you do that, and you'll sleep much more peacefully because you were productive instead of just being busy like a maniac. You got everything that was the most important thing to get done before you went to bed. And that's what high achievers do. It's like he's gone through a horrible breakup. It's the worst fucking pain. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to do anything when you just broke up with your girlfriend. It doesn't leave you. It's just there. It's like a dark cloud. And this guy's got all these companies, like he said, all these people are dependent on him. And he's like, what do I have to get done right now before I go to bed? I got to get this stuff done. I don't have a chance or a choice. Just like men in war can't sit and feel sad that they just lost their 3 buddies the day before. You got to focus on what you need to do right now. You got to be in the present moment as a human being, as a man, especially. That's what you got to do. You got to take care of business. And that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's why he's so successful. He's taking action instead of sitting at home feeling sorry for himself, because it'd be a lot easier to sit on your ass and eat pizza and drink 2-liter bottles of soft drinks and watch cheesy movies all day. Yeah. He's getting out there, getting after it. He doesn't want to be there, but he's got to grind. And when you lose yourself in the process of achieving your grandest goals and dreams, then it's like you kind of forget about all the bad shit that's going on in your life, and you feel better.
It's the best provision. As a man, provision, protection, focusing on those things. Still got to get it done. Somehow he set himself up for that, the weakness in a relationship. It was a boyfriend, girlfriend. It wasn't a marriage. Yet he
was more into her than she was into him. She had the power, and that's why she tossed him aside. She's looking for the guy that'll be the man. She didn't find it in Johnny Depp because, you know, he's got his own problems. And Elon is he's too soft and he's too married to his purpose. And obviously,
I think.
Does it have 3% man?
I think it's cool that despite being a softie, he still keeps going. So it's not easy for a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, despite being a softie, he still remains hard.
What? You know, I think we're all going to respect, you know.
Okay. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, he had kids with, what's her name? Grimes, the singer Grimes. I couldn't tell you one song that she's done, but he had And then I heard that she's pregnant again with his kid. Yes, he's slipping past the goalie. Like, one last time they were.
Oh, boy. You know,
I think he's got, that'll be the seventh kid then.
A lot to inherit his fortune, probably.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is take jabs at Elon Musk because, you know,
I love him. I think he's awesome, but it would be a lot better if he read the book, if he worked out, if he drank green juice, if he had smoothies, if he got network chiropractic care.
Because
a guy like that, we need to keep him around as long as possible.
Yeah.
And if he's gained a lot of weight in the last few years, so he looks older, and that you just can't do that to your body, especially at our age. You know, you won't last. And for him to be the guy that we need him to be and the world needs him to be, he's got to take better care of his body. That's the bottom line. So I say that from a place of love. I think Elon's awesome. He inspires the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But he could do better.
Yeah, like you've mentioned, I never struck him to be a softie. Yeah. I always saw him to be like very like strong.
I look up to him. You know what I mean?
He's mentally strong, but around the ladies, he's a little too soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same way, same way or similar ways that Will. I mean, Elon has way more self-control than Will Smith does. I'm just saying, Elon, his problem is he's too nice. And he probably doesn't do the things that he needs to do. Well, like you said, long distance, he's not dating and courting her properly. The courtship never ends. So she feels constantly like he doesn't care. And then if a woman doesn't feel heard and understood, legs close. And if she does, legs open. That's the bottom line. If she ain't giving it up to you and the pussy's always is dry in her bucket of sand, it's like it's one or the other. You're not dating and courting her properly, or she doesn't feel heard and understood. That's the bottom line.
These are the things you can say 10 minutes into the video.
Yeah, 10 minutes into the video. But these are conversations I have with, you know, people in my phone sessions, because that's what it boils down to. There's a process. There's a seduction process. Because if a man cares, he'll take the time. He'll make the dinner reservations. He'll get the babysitter to take care of the kids. He'll have some fun things lined up. Or if he's going to take her away to a bed and breakfast, he makes all the plans and goes interesting places. And, you know, she just has to show up, have a good time, look hot, make it simple. That's what a leader does. It handles that stuff. Not, hey, what do you want to do for dinner, honey? Where do you want to go tonight?
No, like.
Where do you want to travel to? What should I wear?
Do the actions. You do it.
What should I wear?
Take charge.
What should I do?
What about the guys that want the woman to take charge?
Maybe in bed, but.
Yeah, if they want to, you know, encounter a pussy that's dry in a bucket of sand, whatever. Have fun with that, bro. Get out the KY jelly. Good luck. She's not going to enjoy it. That's the bottom line.
Amber Heard and Elon Musk, they both made a statement together. Like, they went and had, I think it was a video.
She had the power in the relationship, and she didn't like that. And so she, as he said, it was more her.
So what explain the statement they both said? Like, even though she already did her part where...
So this is a joint statement?
This is a joint where they were together and they... And
having read recent articles about our relationship, we would like to speak for ourselves. Is this her speaking? That's what it sounds like. Well, the distance has been really tough on our relationship because we haven't been able to see each other much. All relationships have their ups and downs, of course. People occasionally send out speculation which has no basis in fact without our knowledge, believing that they have our best interests in mind. Sometimes other agendas are at work. It can get a little weird. That sounds like something Elon would say. However, we would like to say directly that we have the utmost respect for one another, and it would be troubling if anyone had the impression that we thought otherwise. So my impression, what I did see publicly with the two of them, is it was always very cordial, very respectful. He admired her, she admired him. It wasn't like with Johnny Depp and Amber, were like they were like nitroglycerin together. Yeah, they had some dust ups.
I'm still a little bothered by something you said, Corey.
What's that?
Well, and there's probably truth in it when you said, isn't it, you know, every guy's dream to have a woman that would love to bring another woman into the relationship. But that screws things up royally. And, you know, if you think back to a recent story. I think there was a woman out of New York that maybe invited another woman into the relationship to give.
We did a story on about that. And she left her husband.
Well, yeah, it was kind of woman. It was kind of like, hey, let me give him a gift. She wasn't giving him a gift. She was giving herself a gift. She was gifting herself something that she always desired. She brought it into the relationship and it screwed things up. And she left him for her. You know, you bring another person in.
That was just the excuse for her to leave. At the end of the day, he wasn't showing up either.
Maybe the case. But
women don't leave men they're in love with. That's a fact of life.
Well,
that's
you
why
know,
I think threesomes are dangerous.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, her going and, you know, if it's not something he was asking for and she was doing it for him, then more than likely she wasn't fulfilled. And so she wanted to go experiment.
Like a lot
and then
once
she did, she was like, I like this better. See ya.
Something. Yeah. In this case, you know, Amber said something about, you know, loving the one she was with. Okay, loving the one that you're with is being committed to that one.
She wasn't committed to Elon. He wasn't there. Like I said, two things. He either didn't date and court her properly, or she didn't feel heard and understood. Maybe a combination of both. When I do, because I've done countless thousands of phone sessions over the years with dudes that are in, you know, long-term relationships, whether they're married or they're living with their girlfriend or whatever. It's same thing. It's like, you know, because they read the book and then they're like, oh, this is exactly what I was doing. She was saying literally the things that are right out of your book, verbatim. And that's when I realized you knew what you were talking about. And you get them focused on that because most guys think that once you get married, then, hey, the courtship's done. Now it's the relationship's different. And so they stop dating and courting the girl. And, you know, women know, you guys know, if a guy cares, he'll show you. He'll court you. He'll date you. He'll do the special things, the little cards, the stuff like your dad does for your mom. And if he doesn't do those things, then he doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. If you, especially if you ask for it, and they used to do it, but they won't do it anymore. And then when you ask them, they make excuses.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, you know, if you don't date and court your girlfriend, your wife, eventually somebody else will. It's just a fact. Women vote with their feet. If they're with you, it means they voted for you. It's her text exchange with Elon. And so she says, for such a smart man, I would think you wouldn't need to investigate any further than your last text to me before such radio silence commenced.
Oof.
He said, well, I'm just glad you're okay. You talked about Jay being violent. I assume that's Johnny Depp in the past and still having keys to the apartment. So I thought something might have happened. She says, it did, but that's irrelevant. I had the locks changed. Legal divorce filing tomorrow, restraining order, all that. He says, what the fuck? But you're okay, right? Is there anything I can do? I'm happy to engage 24/7 security for you if you'd like. It would be utterly confidential, which it's apparently not. She says, all that is irrelevant to why I stopped talking to you. Oh, he says, I know. And the offer would stand even if you never wanted to see me again. Anyway, sorry for being an idiot. The radio silence hurt a lot. It only matters because I really like you. Ooh, brutal. She says, yeah, hence why I was so affected by your text the other night. Look, some things are hard to text. I'm here if you want to ring. Will do. So this is after she dumped him? So she just ghosted him? Is that what's going on here?
She ghosted him, yeah.
She ghosted Elon Musk.
She did.
So he was more into her than she was in him.
Yeah.
Damn, sad.